Thank you for visiting our website today. You are listening to one of our Sunday sermons from Grace City Church.
Good morning. What a morning to be. Christmas morning. Merry Christmas to every one of you here. You know, I hold within my hand this book. People call it the Bible. I read this book. I meditate on this book. And what is this book? What is this book to you? To some people, they see the Bible is history book. 4,300 years of human history from the time of Genesis to Revelation recorded in this book. 66 books. To some people, they say the Bible is more than a history book. It's a book of knowledge. So I read the Bible to show people that I know more than you. I remember when I was in school, there's a subject that you can take which is called Scripture. And if you take Scripture, you learn the four Gospels of the Bible, which is the life of Jesus Christ. And I have met students who learn this four Gospel Scripture in school. They have all the knowledge, but they do not know the person that is in the book. So it's more than for knowledge. Some people say, well, I tell you what, the Bible is good for moral information because cause and effect is in the Bible. Choices and consequences is in the Bible. So I want to know what I should do and what I should not do. I'll go to read the Bible because it's a good moral information. But the Bible is more than that. If you look at it as a history book or for knowledge or for information, you miss the precious treasure that is in the Bible. This Bible is about real people, not make-up people or make-believe people. It's not a fantasy book like Harry Potter. Is a book about real people, real happening, whose life is recorded here. We are talking about them. And generation after us will still be talking about them. This is the Bible that I hold in my hand. I know that today our world is very fast, very innovative. It's so high-tech, and things are changing, you know, so fast. Yet this Bible story that is recorded thousands of years ago is still as fresh, as powerful, and as relevant. The Bible story is God's unchanging and timeless message to us. And in this Bible, it's a story that we talk about during this season. We call it the Christmas story. I know that in the world that we live, political correctness has called us not to call it Merry Christmas, but call it Happy Holiday. You notice that when you go to the shopping center, you don't hear people singing caroling anymore. This is the world we are living in, that even though politicians and society may try to change the Christmas story, yet the Christmas story has a message that is so powerful, that is changeless, that is still relevant today. It's a story about a baby named Jesus Christ. But he's more than a baby. He came into this world to be the savior of the world. The savior of humanity, the savior of your dads and mom, and the savior of those close to your heart. Jesus' first word when he was in the synagogue, he said, I came and the Spirit of God is upon me to heal the brokenhearted, That's why he came, not just to be a baby for us to celebrate on Christmas Day and talk about on Christmas Day. He came with destiny in his hand, with purpose in his hand. He came to be the Savior. And he said this, the Spirit of God is upon me to heal the brokenhearted, to open prison door and cause the blind to see. This is the Christmas story. It's about Jesus Christ coming into this world. In the fullness of time, God sent his son, born of a woman, subject to the law. God sent him to buy freedom for us who were slaves to the law, so that we could be adopted as his own very son. Jesus came with a plan not to condemn us, not to destroy us, but a plan to include us into his family as his own child, as his own children. This is what John the Apostle said. For this purpose, for this reason, was the Son of God manifest. For this reason, that Jesus came, so that he may destroy the work of the devil. This is the Christmas story. The promised Messiah, the coming of the hope of Israel, born of a virgin, according to Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14, the Lord himself will give you the sign. Look, the virgin will conceive a child. She will give birth to a son and call him Emmanuel. Means God is with us. That Jesus came to be with us. He did not come to be against us. He came to be with us. But for this to happen, God has to choose a couple. Not just a woman, but a couple. Both man and woman. Mary and Joseph. And for them to be chosen, they must be willing to obey and willing to make that personal sacrifice to God. They put their marriage on the line. Imagine Joseph having to believe Mary claimed, I'm carrying the Messiah, the promise of Israel. Imagine that. Conceived of the Holy Spirit. Both Mary and Joseph made personal sacrifice. They were inconvenient. Their life was inconvenient. Their reputation, their future. Can you imagine the gossip and the joke about them? Who would believe their story? They were isolated, and emotion stress was their price for obeying God. But yet the Bible tells us Joseph and Mary respond with personal sacrifice. They were inconvenient in order that God may fulfill his promise of the coming Messiah, the hope of Israel to them. They lost their right so that God could gain to them. They decreased that God could increase to them. How about you? Are you willing to make personal sacrifice to obey God and to be used by God? God chose a couple to bring this Christmas story to pass. The Christmas story was witnessed by groups and by individuals when it took place. Those that came to witness the event at different time and different setting, they came with different response. But Jesus, baby Jesus, was born in Bethlehem. Not in a posh five-star hotel. He didn't have health care card or Medicare card or health insurance. He was not born in a private hotel or in an expensive five-star hospital. He was born in a humble stable with the noise and the smell of animals. He who was born King of Kings and Lord of Lords did not have visitor of ambassadors of king of nation. The baby first visitors were shepherd. Lowly shepherd. They came because they received this good news from the angel. The angel said, do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will bring great joy to your heart. The Savior, yes, the Messiah, the Lord, has been born today in Bethlehem, the city of David. And you will recognize him by this sign. You will find a baby wrapped in stripes of cloth, laying in a manger. So the shepherd hear this from the angel. They hear it. They have a first-hand news about the good news. And they responded. And they went. And they saw Jesus themselves. But the Bible tells us, they came, they saw, and they went with a story to tell others about Jesus, the Messiah, is born. But other people also came to Jesus when he was born. 8 days after he was born, Joseph and Mary took Jesus to the temple. This is what every Jew would do. For every male child, they will bring him to the temple and present him to God according to the Jewish law. And they will offer an offering to God. It was at the temple that his parents met Simeon. There, Simeon's perspective was different from Jesus' family. The Bible said that he has been waiting for the day when the coming Messiah, the promise of Israel, will take place. And when he saw Jesus, at that time, there was a man in Jerusalem named Simeon. He was righteous and devout and was eagerly waiting for the Messiah to come and rescue Israel. The Holy Spirit came upon him and had revealed to him that he will not die until he see the Lord Messiah. He has been listening with this promise, holding to this promise, expecting this promise that one day before I will die, I will see the hope of Israel. I will not die until I see him. And the day came when he saw Jesus, he rejoiced and he said, Sovereign Lord, now let your servant die in peace as you have promised. I have seen your salvation, which you have prepared for your people. He's a light to reveal God to the nation, and he's the glory of your people, Israel. Simon waited patiently, Simon, for Jesus, the Messiah, the hope of Israel. And we need to be like Simon, to wait patiently with expectancy that one day, this same Jesus that came on Christmas Day, this same Jesus will return one day, his second coming, as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. This is our blessed hope. We wait for that to be fulfilled. How about you? Are there unfulfilled purposes in your life? Let Jesus enter your life. Let him bring meaning, purpose, and fulfillment to your life. The third person who met Jesus was Anna. At the temple, she met another person. An 84 years old woman. Anybody here who is 84 years and older? Here is a woman, 84 years old. She has stayed in the temple day and night with fasting and prayer, waiting for the redemption of Israel. She saw Jesus and spoke of Jesus to everyone who was waiting for his coming. To Anna, Christmas story means personal responsibility. Not just to receive and know about the story and experience about the story, but to know it, receive it, experience it, and also what? To tell others. The Christmas story is a life-changing story. It's a story that happened 2,000 years ago that have changed the life of men and women who is willing to believe that Jesus came with a purpose to destroy the work of devil, to forgive our sin, and give us a second chance to live. That is the power of the Christmas story. More than the commercial that is in the world that is trying to pushed to sell more and more gifts. The greatest gift of the Christmas story is Jesus Christ. God's perfect gift. God's timing gift. God's best gift to humanity. Once and only once. A story like this can be told time and time again, because it's a story that changed life. It's a story that gives hope to life. It's a story that those who are down can look up and say, I can have a future. Those who think that it's all over can look up and say, because of this story, I have a second chance. Those who are bound by sin and by habits, those who are caught by the enemy, the devil, can look up and say, there is hope for me. This is the Christmas story. That's why the Christmas story is life-changing, is life-impacting. That's why the Christmas story never loses its power. That's why the Christmas story, you can tell it again and again. You can hold it and believe it, because it is the only story in this world that has the power to make a difference in your life. Many stories that you hear about, you have this emotional feeling. You read a love story, wow, you feel love. But it comes and goes. You read a book about money, how to make more money, you get stirred. It comes and goes. The only story that stays and still is effective today, not only just to you, but to your children, to the next generation, until Jesus comes, is this Christmas story that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, has came into this world. The Word has become flesh, and He dwelt among us. So that for once, we are able to say that God is not an absent God. That God is not one who is far away. That God is not one that is disinterested in us. For once we can say that God, in His time, give us the best gift, His only Son. There is no other gift that God can ever give you except His best gift, His only gift, His Son. That's why the Christmas story is such a powerful story that you and I must come to know and to hold and to keep on believing it. God used Mary and Joseph. 8 days later, baby Jesus went to the temple. There he met Simon, and there he met Anna. But we all know about the wise man. The wise man that visited Jesus. They visited Jesus one or two years after Jesus was born. When the wise men saw the star of Bethlehem, they followed the star until they arrived at the home of Jesus. And there, they worshiped Him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. This is what Matthew chapter 2, verse 11 tells us. And when they had come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down, worshiped him, and they opened their treasure. They present gift to him, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. That they saw, they came, they worshiped, they opened their treasure. And I tell you, folks, when you come to know Jesus Christ, you need to open your heart to Him. And not just open and shut, but keep on opening to Him. Each time when you come, when you read His Word, open your heart to Him. When you sing, open your heart to Him. They open their treasure. And what a difference. What a difference has it make. I ever wonder, what about if they were not wise men? If they were wise women? What would happen? I'll tell you what would happen. They will also ask direction. You know, but one thing we know, more likely they will make it on time. Help with the delivery. They may want to be midwife there. They may clean up the stable, make a decent meal, And surely they will not bring gold, frankincense, and myrrh. They will bring baby shower, something practical for the baby. But God chose the wise men. They saw the star. The wise men responded with hope and expectation. They traveled 1 to 2 years following the star every night. If they follow the star every night, what does it mean? It means their life routine has to change. Daytime, they sleep. Nighttime, they follow the star. This is what happens when you understand the power of the Christmas story, that this Jesus that you seek and you believe, when he comes to you, your life will change. Just as this wise man, life routine is changed. Day become night, night become day. In the same way, the same Jesus that comes into your heart is going to change your life. No one can change your life. You can change yourself. Yes, I got willpower. Man, I got willpower. Look at me. I'll tell you, willpower cannot change you. This man, the wise man, they faithfully travel 1 to 2 years. And when they came and they saw Jesus, they worship him and they give him gift. Their routine will change. When you follow Jesus, your life will change. This is the Bible that talks about life transformation. Life being changed. You will never be the same with the promise of new life. Jesus said, I have come to give life. Not to condemn you, not to judge you. I have come to give life, and life more abundantly. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17 tells us, now we look inside, and what we see is that anyone united with the Messiah get a fresh start. Maybe this morning you're telling yourself, I need a fresh start. God, I need a fresh start. People may not believe in me. They may give up hope in me. Maybe I think it's not possible that I can change. I don't think I can break the habit. I don't think prison doors can be opened. I don't think my broken heart can be healed. But this Bible tells us, Jesus came and he changed the routine of the wise man. Jesus came and he can change your life. He can give you a new start. Because he created you new. The old life is gone. A new life begun. Look at it. This is what Jesus makes the difference. This is what Christmas story is all about. To one, it was personal sacrifice. To another, it means finding meaning of joy and fulfillment. To another, it was personal responsibility. This morning, you may hear this Christmas story not once. You may hear it so many times. In fact, you can even tell me the Christmas story yourself. But my question to you is not how well you tell the story. My question to you, do you know the person that is in the story? That is the thing that makes a difference in each one of us sitting here. So this morning, I'm asking you, what is this story to you? Are you the shepherd that hear and was afraid, but came, saw, and believed, and went to tell others? Are you like Joseph and Mary? God, I'm willing to make personal sacrifice, to believe in you, to obey you. Are you like Simon, who say, God, I have been waiting, and today I have seen the Savior, the hope of Israel? Are you like Anna, who say, I saw him, and now I need to tell other people about him? They met the person. Not a fiction. not a makeup story. But they met the person Jesus. What makes it different from us than the religion of this world? Because Jesus Christ is more than a great teacher, more than a good person, more than a great physician or a miracle worker. Jesus Christ is the Savior of the world. That makes the difference. All other religion wants to show you the way. They may even want to talk about the way. But Jesus Christ himself said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. He is the Savior of the world, the main character of Christmas. Take Jesus Christ out of Christmas, then Christmas is just a holiday. Christmas is just a seal bonanza. Tomorrow, Boxing Day, seal starts. But without Jesus, there is no true Christmas. You can respond to this Christmas story with personal sacrifice, personal fulfillment, and personal responsibility. Why don't we pray? While every head is bowed, I know that some of you have heard this story many times. The story has not changed. The message is the same. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. But the power and the life of the message, the person that is in the message, is alive and is real. To those who are willing to say, I believe that Jesus came to save me, to forgive my sin, to give me a second chance. To those that believe, he can give you a fresh new start. Others may not, but he said, I am able to do it. I'm able to make your old life gone and your new life comes. If today you have heard this Christmas story and you have never made a decision for Jesus Christ, you never asked the person of this story, the Savior of the world, the hope of the world, the life of the world, to come into your life, into you, as your own Savior, while every head is bowed. All you have to do is just slip up your hand, and I'll pray for you where you are. Is there anyone? You never make that decision, and you want to this morning. You are here and you never make that decision. Is there anyone here who you want to say, I want to? The rest of us, they are here. One of the most amazing stories that has its power, that this morning I'm witnessing, is my dear sister, Anna. She said to me, when she went through so much operation on the hip, she said to me, Pastor, I'm going to come on Christmas Day. And today she's here. Come, sister. Christmas story of who Jesus is that make a real difference in the life of this sister Anna. I think she has gone through hip operation, knee operation, hip operation, I think more than, how many times?
Eight times.
Of course, each time is the mistake of those people. I think so. 8 times. And I asked her, how? She always said this, I hold on to hope. Hope in Jesus. And Pastor, though I have not come to church for so many months because she's been staying months in the hospital, she said, but Pastor, Christmas Day, I'm going to come to church. I'm going to walk to church. And what we are seeing is the power of God to anyone who will believe this Christmas story. It's more than a story. It's life-giving, life-transforming. Why don't you take a seat? That's why every Christian that is here, I pray, may the Christmas story become as fresh, as new to your heart, to your experience. Don't make it just like another story. Don't make it a history book, a knowledge book, a moral book. Make this Bible the many story. The Christmas story is just part of it. Make it a life changing story. Why don't you stand up and sing with me?
Yeah.
Come, let's sing Joy to the World as we come to the end of our Christmas service today.
This is the end of the message. We trust you have been blessed and encouraged from today's sermon. Please contact the church by email or call in with the phone number shown on the website if you need any help or would like further information about the church.